for the celebrity snitch. Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Huggy.
And J. Anthony Brown.
Whatever.
Did y'all know that June 3rd is also National Repeat Day?
Say it again.
I said, did y'all know that June 3rd is National Repeat Day? My cousin Otto had to repeat kindergarten, so twice, no pun intended.
Kindergarten?
Yeah, Tommy wasn't too bright. He said the teacher was racist. Sybil, he was homeschooled. Hey, did y'all see what Toni Braxton was doing a show in ATL last night and brought Birdman out on stage?
No.
Sybil, now I don't know if they dating or are they seeing each other, but I'm starting to think they're a couple or they're in a relationship together. I'm really starting to think Birdman is Tatnet.
Tatnet.
Yeah, she put some respect on Birdman's name, all right. Contender number one is Tom Joyner for his unwavering bandwagon support of the Oklahoma City Thunder that made them go under quicker than those hoverboards. So, contender number two, what the hell are all the hoverboards, y'all? I saw one a couple of weeks ago. It was the hottest thing. OKC is contender number two for getting TKO'd by GSW after having a commanding lead of 3-1. Sybil, despite going winning just uno games, they pulled out the draw four card and the rest is in the rear view. Contender number three, Taylor Swift. Y'all heard about Taylor Swift? Taylor Swift has broke up with her latest fatality, Calvin Harris. She's been through more white men than Ashley Madison, y'all. She can make two calendars with her ex-boyfriend. She might need to go the brother route, Jay. Shake it off on the dark side. I know a couple of brothers that would gladly get Swift a gift, don't we, Jay? Contender number four, Snoop Dogg. Now, I know Snoop Dogg just tired of the slave movies and he want to boycott Roots and all, but it's important for our youngins to know our history.
Mm-hmm.
However painful. So now Snoop Dogg and Roland Martin's going back and forth. Did y'all hear this?
Yeah.
And they puff passing shots at each other. Can't we all just smoke a bong? Get along. Can you imagine them fighting, bobbing and weaving? Snoop smoking the bobs and, well, you know Roland can't weave because that requires a neck. Makeup. Contender number five, Stacey Dash says transgender people need to use the bathroom in the bushes. She said that. Yep, she is a Republican. Contender number six, Kim Kardashian. Y'all see Kim's latest picture?
Yes.
She's sitting on the bed showing her naked butt with a cup of coffee on the bed. Now, I don't know the thread count of the sheets, y'all, but I would like to fold you that. That's the best part of waking up is coffee and some butt. Sybil, that's the last thing Lamar needs to see is some white butt and some crack. He might relapse and think he's back at that Vegas brothel again. Why, Kim? Why? Why the coffee crack? Paul Ryan, you are the Bama of the week. Now, the Speaker of the House, Ryan, finally giving Trump a cosign after all this time, y'all. He sipped the Trump punch, y'all. That's like Paul Ryan still going to the movies after seeing months and months of a bad trailer, y'all. He waited all this time. That's like Lewinsky writing a book about Bill after all the years of holding it in there. She want to spit it out. Paul Ryan, you are the Bama of the week. June 8th, Columbia, Ohio, me and Chris Paul, y'all.